Mrs. Meenakshi?
Yes.
Good morning. This is Gino from Moroville Radio.
Welcome.
I have a few questions for you this morning.
Yeah.
You are running the cultural center. What is it called again, this cultural center for Moroville?
Okay. We have Tamil Heritage Center.
Yes.
Under Bharat Nivas in Moroville. And also Ilangargal Education Center. And I am also supporting various cultural centers in and around Moroville. So every year we carry on nice cultural programs to promote art, craft, culture and traditional activities.
Can you tell us about this last one that you mentioned? I can't pronounce it very well. What is it called again?
Ilangargal Education Center.
That one. What are the activities?
Ilangargal Education Center promotes education among the various age group workforce in Moroville. Some the people from neighboring villages come to work with us now in Moroville. So they come every day whenever they could afford to have a few hours, either lunchtime or in the morning or in the evening after their work. They are motivated to learn and continue their further education. A carpenter may like to do computer, or an accountant may like to do tailoring. So all small facilities we have created for the workers of Moroville coming from the neighborhood and the ancient Tamil villages. So it's not only improving their soft skills and communication skills, we also want them to go deep into their culture, language, literature. And so there's an exposure for them to see what kind of metal they are, how rich they are. And so we actually help them to know their own culture.
That's beautiful. How many people attend this educational center?
Every day we have 30 to 40 young people come. Sometimes even the whole family, husband, wife, child also come. And each one find their own corner to start with. And sometimes all of them sit together in our classical Tamil literature classes on Thursday evening. And so they have something, each one of them, to learn from. It's like a Gurukulam model. You have a few adult presence, and there's a yoga teacher, there is a teacher for painting and drawing, and sacred cooking and tailoring and computer, and a place for meditation and a reading room and a library with top class books in Tamil and on Tamil. So some Morovillians come also to learn about Tamil culture. So it is a very colorful center and functioning all through the day, morning 9 to evening 7. And adult presence there, and so teachers are there. And we don't close for holidays. That means we function all through the year because the workers come to work with us all through the year, no? So occasionally, heavy monsoon days, we may close. Otherwise, it's functioning all through the year.
It's a center for the people, basically. They love being there, no? It's this,
yes,
the time.
Sometimes they need a shoulder when they want to cry.
Yes.
So we have counselors also. We play multi-role to help them to progress.
That's very beautiful. A few days ago, there was a Tamil New Year event in the visitor center, which you organized, right?
Yes. Along with the Mohanam Cultural Center and with the help of Nicole from the Visitors Information Center, we could organize the Tamil New Year's Day. You know, it's a very special day. It is a Hindu calendar and it's a lunar calendar. So the Chitra festival, not only in Tamil Nadu, in South, in many parts of India, we celebrate this beginning of summer. We call it the young summer. Vasantotsavam. We celebrate the spring. We have a lot of flowers and lot of different kinds of fruits start coming in. So it is a celebration of summer, and also nature provides the nice things which we need to face the summer. Like just look around, the neem trees are full of beautiful silver, small tiny little flowers with full of fragrance. Our mother refers that to as spiritual atmosphere. So we have spiritual atmosphere all around. So we celebrate with the songs and dance and good food and lot of niceties around. And that's what we did April 14th. Each Tamil year has a name. So it's a 60-year cycle. And the 60-year cycle of a calendar which has got so many 4,26,882 years of a cycle. And so it's a long heritage of our calendar. So there are many, many cycles. We are completing now the 30 years of the 60-year cycle we have completed. Now this year, the name of the year is Hevilambi, something to do with the golden sheath, golden cover. And so we are celebrating the new year with the produces of this season. Like you would have seen, there's a corner arranged with the tender coconut and the palm fruit, jackfruit, mango, banana, and watermelon, and new tamarind. And all these things are available now, no? With yes. The mango leaves and spiritual atmosphere, the neem flowers. So we remind our people that these things are available in nature. Why do you go for artificial things? If you have some pox infection, go collect some neem leaves, have a good bath, and then take, if you are very thirsty, take a tender coconut drink. Don't go for Coca-Cola and other colorful chemical stuff. So it's more educating also. That's why I said it's an educational cultural festival.
Actually, I tried something which was medicinal. Ah. It was a mix of neem flowers and jaggery.
Yes, neem flower, jaggery. Yes. It has many meanings. You are going to face not only just sweet things in life. The year may have bitterness and sweetness. So have a balanced view on life. And also, that's the philosophy of it. And at the same time, to have neem and jaggery, just to start after having your prayers, and that will add up to your good health, you know?
Yes.
Refresh yourself.
What is the typical celebration of you Tamil New Year? What does a Tamil person do on that day?
Normally, it's a prayer, and that's why you have put a mirror in Vishukonal. Early morning, you would go and first see the mirror and the lamp with a beautiful oil lamp light in front of him. So symbolically, you see all the niceties provided by the family elders, and see yourself in the mirror. So then you know you are going to see yourself more inwardly with the light in front of you, and see the light in you, and then go to the elders, get their blessings. They will give you just one spoon of water. That water mixed with all nice fragrant things, roots, and gives peps up for the day. Start with good water.
Yes, there was also at the festival some writing about what is going to happen for the in the coming year.
Yeah, it's very interesting. We call it Panjangam. For each year, there's a book already available in printed form. And this year is blessed by the Lord Lakshmi Narayana. And so there is a song already for 60 years. We have songs rendered by, songs means song about the quality or the nature of this particular year. That's in the form of a four-line Venba song by Siddhas. So the song of the year is, Hey Vilambi Mari Arpam Yengum Vilai Kuraivam Bhumi Vilaivu Aridam Por Mihudi Savu Adiham Ahume Vendar Aniyayame Purivar Vehume Mediniyil Ti Mel. This is the song by Siddha for this year. So when I try to understand from my available knowledge, this year has less rain in total.
Yes.
But the seasonal rain will be surely be there on dot, but just sufficient. And prices of agrarian produces will drastically fall down. And at the same time, the whole world, everywhere, there'll be more fights, wars, or rather quarrels, leading to loss of life. Many deaths will occur. And unfortunately, the politicians will neglect people and only concentrate on their own lives. And it's also giving a warning. This is a year of fire accidents, and so we have to be very careful in handling wherever you have chances of fire, like even a stove or electrical wiring, or, you know, it is explained later in larger portion. So wherever there is possible, some fire accident, even match factories, fire crackers factories, they should be very careful this year. And there's one important warning is given. This is year you find lot of red ants, biting ants, and venomous creatures, snakes, scorpio, and insects. You have to be careful with them, aware of them, keep away, out of them. So all this warning is given in our song. And there's one good thing mentioned here. Lot of clouds come with the wind. 10 times it will rain in the ocean. 6 times, six portion on the mountains. 4 times on the land. So less rain on the land, more rain on the mountains, and 10 times on the ocean. And so we are on the coastal line, no? So we have more chances of wind and rain from the ocean side. And there also warning, there may be big cyclonic rain hit Chennai, Kadalur, and Nagapattinam. It is explained in the calendar.
So probably we're going to have another big monsoon like we had a couple of years ago.
It's from the ocean only, cyclonic weather.
I'm going to ask you one more question and then we close this. It was saying something about the golden year for women.
Yeah, it says it's a good year for women. Women will get a lot of attention, and some of the obstacles they face may be removed, maybe by law or by women themselves fight and get it. So it's a good year for women. Maybe more nice clothes, more gold, whatever they like they may get. Maybe the husbands and the children may behave well, we don't know. But it's a good year for women.
Maybe we will respect them a little bit more.
More educated, more chances to express.
Yes.
And that's important, no?
Yes,
yeah.
That's important. Thank you. Yes, because women need to be more respected.
So more respected. And we don't want, women should be protected. Women should be helped in the beginning. But now it's women, they themselves take the upper hand. So we should not break their backbones. We have to see that they grow well on their own. And of course, bring that unity in the family. The men and women should not fight each other. They should understand each other and work for humanity. That's the main issue. And I think once women are happy, the children are happy.
Yes,
and, then the family is happy.
And then the whole community will be happy.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Meenakshi.
Okay. Let us face another new year, and also let us welcome the new year for our progress and help us to go beyond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully a lot of good things will come through.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you.
Good. I'm working for Auroville Radio.
Okay.
How do you celebrate Tamil New Year? What do you do? What did you do in the morning when you woke up?
Look, we are. It's all about learning here. We are learning so much from Meenakshi Akka. You know, that's why we are Moganam and the Ilangar School jointly organized this event. We are learning every event. It's not just only event. It's about education event. We learn so much from Meenakshi.
Yes.
So much. So it's good for our youth, next generation, learning by seeing. It's not just only reading. You know, it's more practical.
Yes.
So basically, that's like what she showed about that special room with all the seasonal fruits and food and the special drinks. You can take a look here.
Okay, take my bag and I go and check.
Yeah. Okay.
What does this name mean?
Hi,
hey,
Vilambi. Hey, Vilambi. Yesterday I found something which is going to be very expressive.
And Durmugi, FD?
Durmugi is a horse face.
Horse face. I am from Auroville Radio.
Okay.
Can I ask you a few questions? We don't know anything about, as a Western, I don't know anything about Tamil New Year.
Okay.
What is the Tamil New Year? How is it different from Western New Year?
So, this is a Tamil New Year. So, in every Tamil New Year, people celebrate the first, the morning, the early morning, they wake up. And they do the pujas in their pujas rooms. They put a big mirror in their house. The houses, they have a small mirror. In our program, we have a big mirror in the long size. In front of the mirror, we keep our gold and gems and fruits, vegetables, money. These things they keep in their houses. And the first day, after they were opening their eyes, they first go to the puja room. And they see the good things in the first day. After that, the life will be go very smoothly, and they get more prosperity. The life will be the full future. Whatever things happen in the day, that good things will comes to that. So the people won't fight on that day. This is a Tamil New Year. We call today is Hey Vilambi. It's a 16 years calendar. Now it is 57th, I think so. This year, so many things will happen the coming year. 10 cycles.
Sorry, 16 or 60?
60 years, totally.
60
years. It is 58, I think. 58 or 57, I don't know.
Almost there.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
Yeah. It's like even today, scientists also, they found that 16 years is a round, the sun round.
Cycle,
comes to the cycle, 6 years it takes to come the same positions. In Tamil also we have the same things. It's a 57th year. And this year, 10 cyclones will come. Among the 10 cyclones, 6 cyclones will happen. And agriculture flourishes very well this year, the four coming years. And the pollution suffers the four coming years. And also, the prices of the vegetables will reduce this year. And the agriculturists, they won't get a more profit. This is all the things going to happen the four coming years.
So you're going to have a sixth cyclone, did you say?
Yeah. 10 cyclones comes. Okay. Six is successfully come. Comes. The mountain areas, 6%. And the earth and the ground, 4%. And 10% into the in the sea. So rain will... most rain goes to the sea only. Wow.
Thank you, sir. What's your name? Sorry, where am I talking to?
I'm Anand. Anand from Elender Education Center. I'm teaching at Tamil culture, English, spoken English, and this whole things, etc.
Here in Oroville.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Is there a particular time you wake up in the morning on Tamil New Year?
Yeah, it's actually the auspicious time. Today the auspicious time is 9:30 to 10:30. Actually, every morning at 4 o'clock is the Brahma Muhurta. The Brahma Muhurta means it's early morning. The light, the fluorescent, the dark pink, dark blue and the pink color mix in the early morning. This is an auspicious time. If you do yoga and meditation, whatever you do good things, that will happen in the real life. That's a good auspicious time. That we call it Brahma Muhurta. In those days, they get married in the Brahma Muhurta. The Brahma Muhurta people wake up and they take a bath. After that, they start all the works. The Hey Vilambi, I would like to say, read this Hey Vilambi. That is a poem. This is a poem. Hey Vilambi Mari Arpam Yengum Vilai Kuraivam Pusal Vilaivu Aridam Por Migadi Savu Adigam Agame Vend Aniyayami Purivar Vegame Medina Ti Mail. And this year also more fire will happen and also more people's die in the northern side. These things we are saying. Puduvaka Marai Kuraivu Anal Kala Marai Payum Purugarin Vilai Vich Adayum வெப்பதட்ப நிலையில் ஒரு புதிய மாற்றம் ஏற்படும். அயல் நாடுகளில் பனிப்புயல் புழுதிக் காற்று அதிகமாக வீசும். விந்திய மலைக்கு வடக்கே வெள்ளப்பெருக்கு ஏற்படும். இமாச்சல பிரதேசத்தில் இந்த மவுண்டன் இந்த ஹிமாலயாஸ் த மவுண்டன் த கிளேசியர்ஸ் வில் மெல்ட். இமயமலை உருகி வெள்ளம் பெருக்கு ஏற்படும். ஸோ ஃப்ளட்ஸ் வில் கம் மோர். கோடையில் ஆலங்கட்டி மழை. ஈவன் இந்த ஹெயில் ஸ்டோன் ஆல்சோ கம் இன் தி ஃபோர் கம்மிங் சம்மர் டேஸ். கோடையில் ஆலங்கட்டி மழை நன்றாக பொழியும். விந்திய மலைக்கு தெற்கே காலத்தில் நல்ல மழை பொழியும். கிழக்கு வங்கக்கடலில் காற்ற தாழ்வு மண்டலம் பல உண்டாகி ஆறு புயல்களாக மாறி சென்னை, கடலூர், நாகப்பட்டினம் பகுதிகளை தாக்கும். தென்னை, மா, பலா நன்கு பயன் தரும். மீனவர்களுக்கு ஓரளவு யோகம் உண்டாகும். த ஃபிஷர்மேன் கெட் அ மோர் ப்ராஃபிட். பட்டாசு கிடங்களில் திடீர் தீ விபத்து ஏற்பட வாய்ப்புள்ளது. அண்ட் இந்த ஃபயர் கிராக்கர்ஸ் குடோன் தி கெட் அ மோர் ஃபயர். விஷ வண்டுகள், பாம்பு, பூச்சிகளால் தொல்லை வரும். த பாய்சன் இன்செக்ட்ஸ் மே ஹாவ் அ ப்ராப்ளம். We have a problem from poisonous insects. Kattida samangal, nilapurangal, didir vilai sarivai sandhikum. The people, the buildings and the lands, the price will come down. Pengalukku purkalam, the women get a good golden period this year. Vanathil adikkadi oru oli thondrum. The sky, a kind of a spark will come. Vanam didirana kumurum, lightning and this all. Vinvali rocketil palavakil sedaram undagum. In the sky, the satellite will sometimes blast in the sky. Eriporu velai kurai vaipulu. The petrol, the fuel price will come down. Minsaram thadai endru kidaikum. The forthcoming years, you can get a good electricity. Arasangathirku nadukkadalil pokkisham in the May madathil kidaikka vaipulu. For the government, in the middle of the sea, the government people get a treasures. The forthcoming years, arasiyal katchi thodupudu kadumaiyana vyadhigal thondrum. The politician get a more diseases the forthcoming years. Thank you. This is about this Hey Vilambi's. இது ஹே விலம்பியோடைய கவிதையிலிருந்து எடுக்கப்பட்ட சொற்கள். நன்றி.
Thank you very much, sir.
Did you say the women will get a golden
period this year? The forthcoming as women get a more good things.
For women.
For men.
Interesting. Thank you very much, sir. Happy Tamil New Year. Hello.
Tamil New Year is basically in the world there are different types of calendars, you know. The English one follows the sun cycle. The Tamil one follows the moon cycle as well as the sun cycle. So they have a different set of rhythms which they have mapped out with the seasons and with the changes in the earth during specific points of time. So they mapped out that rhythm and they base their culture based upon this rhythm. So according to this calendar, the year starts from this day and goes till April 14th of the next one. And because they have mapped much more congruent to what is really happening out there, you know, they can prepare the whole region for a particular energy or a particular shift in that particular season. And that is why, you know, festivals were put up in very, very regular points in time in this particular culture. Every now and then there is a festival mapping to the moon and the sun. You know, there's a specific day when we have a festival. So, you know, the whole consciousness of the whole landmass gets increased, you know, energized. And thus go in resonance with the, you know, a shift that is happening and, you know, ease them through this period. So that is the whole point of, you know, having festivals here, at least in this culture, in the Tamil culture.
Very interesting, very interesting. And what do you do on New Year, for example? What's the typical celebration for a family, let's say?
First thing is we worship, you know, per se, worship the sun. It's we offer something to the sun and, you know, we put ourselves in the grace of the sun. So because the sun takes care of the whole planet, without the sun, life would not exist. The first thing that we do is give thanks to the sun for what it's doing the whole year without any asking for it. And after that, you know, we align ourselves to the deities that we, you know, resonate with or, you know, we relate with in our daily life, so that their power, also power of their being on us, also increase during this period. So they have some rituals towards the deities and the spiritual phenomena, so that they concentrate upon themselves for their own spiritual development during this period. That is one of the main reasons. Apart from that, yeah, festivals and celebrities are all over town.
Do you do the sun ritual, like in the morning, the thanking of the sun? Do you do it in the morning, what a specific time? Or
yeah, there is a specific time when, you know, they say they are mapped time periods in every day into certain rhythms. Okay, they say in, some rhythms are, you know, helpful for our development. Some rhythms, you know, damp us. So, you know, we'll have to align ourselves whatever we do in every day based upon this particular rhythm, so that we can get much more out of it. Yeah, there are specific times, I'm not sure. For example, Rahu Kalam, some periods they say. I'm not so much into it, but yeah.